This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. For more information, go to FUBARradio.com.
Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio.
Feeling hot in here. I hope you're all surviving the heat right now. Welcome to FUBAR Radio. It's me, Harriet Rose, and I'm with you for the next 2 hours delivering some of the best new music that's out there right now. And today, the show is extra special because we have an all-female lineup for you of incredible up-and-coming musicians, all from like totally different vibes, but giving so much good music for you right now. So we've got Cassiette coming up in a minute. Lucy Mayer's on later. Miri's in the studio too. Alana Soul. Ilira is going to be chatting to us later. And Ariel is in the studio just before we finish. So I'm going to kick off. I thought I'd celebrate ladies by kicking off with one of our favourite ladies right now, Ash Nico, who's a previous guest of the show. We absolutely love her. She's really smashing it. As we all know, she came from the US, moved to London to kind of find herself and create the kind of music and persona that is Ash Nico. I guess not create it, but I feel like she's very at home in the UK. Her music really suits the UK. Her fans absolutely adore her. And she's just going from strength to strength. This track is called Hi, It's Me. Now, I really, really urge you to go and take a couple of minutes and watch the video because it's absolutely incredible. It features many, many Ash Nicos. And it's kind of got a little horror vibe, kind of kidnappy. I won't tell you too much because I don't want to ruin it for you, but please, please, please go and watch it. It's already stacking up the views. It's got over 350,000 views on there. So make sure you download it, stream it. This is Ash Nico. Hi, it's me. Big ups to Ash Nico. We absolutely love you. Hopefully she's coming in very soon to do a takeover of her very own, but keep your eyes peeled.
When I'm with you, I have amnesia. Got me without a mind. My stupid brain thinks that I need you. Misleads me all the time. It's like I need a babysitter, someone to come and get me. Cause I forget the crazy shit, the littlest things impress me. Mediocre in the bed, my bestie would never let me. I did it again. I slip up, I text you, I forget that you were so, so disrespectful. I did what I said that I wouldn't. Why am I such a sucker for a fuckboy's freckles? Hi, it's me back again, here to remind you that he's not worth it. Hi, it's me, your best friend, take his old t-shirt off and burn it. Repeat after me, I'm over it. Yeah, we're so over, over. Than before, my stupid brain thinks that I need you. I'm eager to hurt more. My best friend thinks that I'm a dumbass. My dumbass should be a little more cautious. Cause I can't believe I say that I won't do it. Then I do it and I make myself sick. I make myself nauseous. I slip up, I text you, I forget that you were so, so disrespectful. I did what I said that I wouldn't. Why am I such a sucker for a fuckboy's freckles? Hi, it's me back again, here to remind you that he's not worth it. Hi, it's me, your best friend, take his old t-shirt off and burn it. Repeat after me, I'm over it. Yeah, we're so over, over. Repeat after me, I'm over it. Yeah, we're so over, over. Fucking marathon, I'm crazy now, crying, where the hell is my mascara gone? I say no more, it's over, it's all about me and what I want. But you find me 5 a.m, it's booty call at the Marriott. Nobody's trophy wife, yeah, I'm nobody's baby doll. I'm single now, let me drunk dance on the tabletop. Let me be wild now, just let me be hysterical. Old me is dead and gone, I just went and buried her like. Hi, it's me back again, here to remind you that he's not worth it. Hi, it's me, your best. Off and burn it. Repeat after me, I'm over.
Ashnikko. Oh my God, I'm obsessed with Ashnikko. I was just telling Nat, producer Nat, I'm obsessed with her. Ever since she came on the show, I've followed her like a proper stalker. And I just love everything she does. Hi, It's Me is another banger. Please go back and download her on whatever streaming services you use, because she's, however you're feeling, she's got a track to match. And I just am so into her. And I'm into her level of confidence and vulnerability that she represents. And by the way, when she came in here, she ate a fucking carrot with her foot. So literally, there is nothing this girl can't do. Make sure you check her out. Love Ashnikko. Big ups. Another very powerful, exciting woman in the music industry right now. Talking of powerful, exciting women, Cassiette is going to be in the building in a little second. But before that, I'm going to play you some more new music. So, as I said to you, it's literally back-to-back new music. I mean, obviously, it's summertime, so new music is coming out in droves, but I'm just really excited for all the stuff that's coming out right now. Dr. Vades have got a new one we're going to play next. Dr. Vades, who we had in the studio and also did a takeover. You can go and listen back to my interview with Dr. Vades on the FUBAR Radio website. So they've done this track with Camille, who is an incredible songwriter originally. She's written for she's done a lot with Little Mix and a lot of big artists. And she's now releasing a lot of her own tracks, and she's on this one, My Love DM. And yeah, I'm a big fan of hers, and obviously Dr. Vades. We love them. And this is the first sort of collab with her, featuring on a single with them, so it's a bit exciting. We know how they do in the studio. They love apparently they from when they came in, they told me about going in the studio with them, snacks galore. You got Haribo, you got crisps. So if you ever fancy cooking up a track, I would advise going to Dr. Vade's studio, because it sounds like they have the snacks on point, which for me is a real seller. It's a real bloody seller. So I'm going to play My Love Now, DM Slides remix. This is Dr. Vades featuring Camille. Come on.
Yeah. presents Joey Page.
John Grant, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Joey.
Do you feel you are appreciated enough in the music business? You're like a genius in music, so...
Thank you for the fantastic compliments. I don't feel particularly great at what I do, so it's always nice to hear that. I don't know, I don't feel like I'm allowed to have an opinion about that. I think I'm probably getting what I can handle. I wonder if I would be able to take the kind of attention that some people get.
Every Wednesday from 2 p.m. FUBAR Radio.
You want, I gotta buy one. Yeah. We're just like chilling on the night one. We should have a couple babies, they'll be bright ones. I'm just like trying to be an icon. I'm trying to eat the cake with all the ice on. Anywhere I go, I get it popping like, whoa. Happy I can find one. Because that girl of my one. We're not looking for a sly one. Because that girl of
my one, yeah. Ain't looking for no shy one, no. She's so damn fine. Glad I came on time. Can I buy you a drink or two? Tell you when you're walking through. And I got to say, I and the Lord.
We're not looking for a sly one.
Because
I got a
my one, yeah. Ain't looking for a shy one, no.
Up. Cassie Yetz in the studio. Woo-hoo. How you doing, babe? How you feeling?
Good. Really hot.
Yeah, but it's quite cool in here, isn't
it? It's nice in here. I feel like it's been a break from all my sweating.
Yeah, but it's kind of good to sweat, you know, because it means you can eat more.
This is true.
Yeah, this is the kind of thing you got to think about.
Yeah, and do you know what? Yesterday, maybe this explains it, because yesterday I ate so much.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I couldn't stop eating.
Yeah.
It's lovely.
It is lovely.
It is just lovely. I love to eat. And I do, to be honest, I went to Spain last week and there wasn't much aircon there. So I think I've really accustomed myself, because I walked into the studio and Nat was fucking boiling her tits off. And she's got big tits, so that is a lot, saying a lot. And I was like, I'm fine. And she was like, fuck you. Straight away, she was like, fuck you. But I'm not feeling the heat, guys. I'm not really feeling it.
No.
But I am in an air-conditioned room.
Yeah, but you've got on, like, quite...
Wafty.
Yeah, that's really good, because it's like a thin layer.
Yeah, well, I'm out of my comfort zone, babe, because I usually wear a suit, and... Yeah, this is quite girly for me.
Yeah, it's great though.
But it's not really very girly. But this is girly for me, and I feel a bit out of my comfort zone. So thank you. It's working for me because it's not fucking boiling. Anyway, how are you, babe?
Yeah, good. Really good. Just been playing a few shows and doing loads of bits. So
it's really exciting for you. And for me, for those listening at home, if you haven't listened to Cass yet before, I love what you're doing musically because you're bringing back alt rock but also pop rock and kind of making pop rock 2019, because there is rock, don't get me wrong, obviously Blondie is still about doing fucking smashing it, she's the queen, but we haven't got loads and loads of girls doing what you're doing.
New girls, yeah. That's,
do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I suppose so.
And it's something really different, and you're bringing such a vibe to it.
Thank you. I'm so glad, because I'm such a big fan of rock music, I always have been. So it's just nice, people are actually liking it, which is good, because at the first, when I was making it, I was like, oh, I don't know if people will like this, but I was liking it, so I just thought, keep making it.
But I think that's the point, is you need to like it, and then
for sure.
Then whatever else happens is fine.
Yeah.
Whereas when you try and start making music for other people and doing it for other people, it stops working.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah, exactly.
Do you know what I mean? It really is working. But you grew up in Essex, right?
Yeah, Essex girl.
Tell me about the rock scene in Essex. Is there one?
Not really.
Did you get any inspiration? Was there any mod rockers at the local pub that you used to go and watch?
There was So I grew up in between Brentwood, which is Towie vibes.
Yeah, I fucking, yeah. And then, I've been to Brentwood.
You've been to Brentwood? Have you been to Sugar Hut?
Yes, bitch!
She's been.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
that's my dream.
That's a very extreme place. Yeah. But it's great. It's so great.
I'm so here for it. It's like going to Disneyland.
There's a lot to see, a lot to soak in. it's vibes. But yeah, can you imagine Brentwood? There's no rock scene, none of that at all. But then you go further down the road, there's Chelmsford.
That's where my mum, my whole family are from.
Really?
Yeah, so my mum's side of the family are all from Chelmsford.
Oh my God. I was born in Chelmsford.
Oh, yeah. Babes.
We're probably family.
Oh, we're probably sisters.
We're probably, yeah.
From now on, that's what we know. We know.
But yeah, so Chelmsford, that is the place. There are a few bars. There's this bar called Basement. It was so sick. Just so many rockers.
Oh my God, I love it.
Little headbanging sesh, all of
fucking
that stuff.
Fucking sick.
So yeah, that was good. And I've been in a few little bands, nothing major, growing up, just pissing around.
Yeah.
And we've played in Basement.
I mean, that's the dream though. Yeah, the bar that you love, you get
it
to
was
play.
So lit. I loved it.
But now you have your own band, all female, which is such a at the moment it's such an important message. I hate saying that it's a message because I'm inputting that on you and I'm sorry for that. But for your fans, I think it's a message of female unity and also maybe challenging the stereotypes a little bit of rock music and women's relationship with rock and how often women do rock and do you feel that? Is that a conscious decision or is...
Well, you know what? People always ask me if it was a conscious thing and it actually wasn't.
No, which is even better to hear.
Yeah, at first, the girls that are in the band, we're all friends and friends of friends.
Yeah.
So it was just it did just come down to who do I know that's a fucking sick guitarist, sick drummer? And those were the people. And it so happened to all be female. And it's even more amazing because I did have a lot of guys to choose out of as well.
Yeah.
And the girls are incredible musicians. So it's just cool that it worked out that way. And I think they can rock harder than a lot of guys I know.
Yeah, and that's what you want.
I've worked with so many guys, So it's it's great because the show is full energy. It's fucking wild.
Yeah.
It's wild.
I'm gutted because I haven't been to see you live yet.
Oh, you have to come.
I'm desperate to come.
Come.
But for those people listening who haven't seen you live, give us a bit of the Cassiette experience.
It's drama.
Yeah.
It's a lot of drama.
I love that. I'm here for the drama.
We love the old American hair metal, Kiss, the
Yeah, because your hair is so amazing. You have got it's almost Bonnie and Clyde vibes of the cool, your hair is so sick, but it's so rocker. It's so.
It's a bit of a haystack today, though.
I sound like someone's mum being like, no, you're so don't. Cool. literally, I'm just like,
I look like someone's mum though, because it's so 80s.
No, I love it. I love it. It's like Dolly Parton meets Bonnie and Clyde meets fucking like Blondie, like everyone.
You're like nailing all of my icons.
Yes! Sick, sick. But yeah, tell us a bit. So you love the headbanging and stuff like that. Is that what you mean?
Yeah, so like American hair metal and like glam rock.
Yes!
So that's like the 80s
Kiss
vibes.
And, yeah.
So much drama and it's really theatrical. And we were like, no one's doing that now. It's so fun. It's really entertaining. People just like love it.
A bit like
funny.
It's like not Aerosmith. Yeah, no, yeah. Like old school Aerosmith is like a bit like that, right?
Yeah. So I feel like there's an element with rock for me. I love rock music, but I feel like some bands can take themselves a bit too seriously.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think with us, we just love having fun. We want to. Everyone's just an idiot in my band, to be honest. All of us are just idiots. So it's like, we can't do anything too serious anyway. So we were like, why don't we just go full whack, like glam rock 80s and
fucking
just
love it. Yeah.
Take the piss a bit.
Oh my God. But this sounds like a kind of show I'm very into.
You have to come. It is so much drama.
And let's talk a little bit about Devil Inside. So that's your debut EP.
Yes.
That's right, isn't it?
Yes.
And then you've dropped Jean, which is a beautiful track.
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about Jean. Like, what does it mean to you?
So I wrote Jean with one of my best friends and then another one of our mates, Fred. And basically, it's about somebody who's stolen your man. It's been taken slightly, the inspiration, some of it's been taken from Dolly Parton.
Jolene.
Yeah. Because I love that song and I wanted to write something where I wasn't being negative about the other person, because it happens all the time, you know, in real life, where someone will go for someone else over you, and good for them because they're sticking to what their true feelings are.
Yeah.
You're always going to feel a bit of resentment over it, but it's like, you know, I just wanted to come at it from another angle.
No, I really like that, because I don't think people do. You're right. It's like, usually it's like the impetus of the song is like, I'm fucking angry.
Yeah.
But now it could be like, yeah, to be honest, I'd rather you weren't with me wasting my time.
That's it. Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Exactly. There is an element of anger.
Yeah. You're allowed that bit. You're allowed a little bit.
But yeah, I think that was the main thing. And like, it's actually not specifically about one person. It was kind of a mixture of like two or three different people. And I'm not going to say anymore because of that.
But that's it. That's the other thing. I think people tie things to themselves or to other people, or, you know, especially when people release songs, and it's like, actually, it's probably about 15 people.
Totally. Like, I think experience, like, I mean, that's happened to me so many times.
Yeah.
I think I'm just too scary.
Well, that's, do you know what? What you've just said is so interesting, because all through my life, I've been told exactly that. Like, oh, I couldn't, you're just really intimidating, or other people telling you, by the way, this is something that 99.9% only happens to women. And it's something that I really struggled with like when I was younger. It's like, oh God, you're probably being a bit overbearing. You're probably being a bit over. And then I was like, fuck off.
Yeah, literally.
And then I started just enjoying being who I am. And that's when I started dating people, was because it was irrelevant.
Yeah.
My personality.
You're not trying to be somebody else.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. And I think that's really, you know, wonderful for you to admit, because it's a horrible thing to hear.
Yeah. I mean, so many times.
Yeah.
Like, I'm exactly the same. I think it's also, like, if you're quite a loud and, like, garish person.
Woman. Mostly.
Yeah. You can scare people off.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's just, like, it just doesn't sit with me well. Like,
no, but then what I always used to think, and what my mum used to tell me, is that then they're a dick. Like, don't worry about them, because you don't want to be with someone who is intimidated by someone else's power, because that you'll never end well. That'll never ever end well.
And people will love you for you as well.
Of course.
By the end of it. So you just got to find someone who matches your level.
Exactly. And so Devil Inside, tell us a little bit about the EP.
So the EP is really fun. It's like,
have you got a little devil inside?
I do.
Yeah.
I do. And basically, the EP is quite a dark, it's lyrically quite dark.
Yeah.
So I wanted to, basically, when I was writing it, I wanted to write kind of like upbeat songs that make you feel slightly more uplifted, or like you want to dance and, you know, just fun, but to sort of cover up the fact that we're talking about something quite deep set and emotional.
Yeah.
Most of it's like based on mental health.
Yeah.
I've always struggled with that. I've got really severe ADHD as well, so I find it really hard to like express myself.
Yeah.
And I feel like with this EP, that's what it's doing. And then it's also kind of a bit of a reflection of my personality anyway, because I'm a bit of a cover-upper.
Yeah, that's really, can I say, one, brave and beautiful that you're...
Oh,
I understand, because a lot of people do that. It's like in the same way as sometimes lyrically a song could be really dark and upsetting, but then melody-wise, music-wise, it's like a banger.
Yeah.
You know, and that's okay, because you can put your point... You don't have to make, you know, Hello,
Depressing.
Adele, but every time you make a sad song, even though that song's amazing, you know, each artist is different and each artist expresses themselves in a different way. And I think it's an also really important thing for you to be open and honest and talk about, because you're helping other people with ADHD. And other people who struggle to share what they need to share, you know, it's such an important kind of subject, you know, and it's very brave to talk about
it.
Well, because I think anybody showing a bit of themselves, like you say, if you're good at hiding things,
it's a weird thing as well to do when you put how you feel and ultimately expose yourself.
Yeah.
When you're someone who's like, oh, I'm fine.
Yes.
I'm fine.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're like,
yeah.
Really, I'm not at all. And there's a lyric in the actual song, Devil Inside, that says, I'm not fine, all I do is cry, I kind of want to die, I kind of want to numb my mind. And it's like, you keep saying I'm fine when you're not.
Yeah.
And it's like...
That's so heartbreaking.
So many people do that, though.
Oh, my God, 100%. I do it. There's certain people... that I will talk to, but there's most people I'm just like, yeah, no, I'm great. It's really great. Because almost sometimes it's easier to have that one person that you can go, everything's shit! But then everyone else... Because I think there's pluses and minuses to all kinds of covering up and some kinds of being honest. But I think there's a side... I don't know whether you feel this, but now we're much more open about... sharing on social media and stuff, whereas
totally.
I am still terrified, because I'm terrified of people judging me for sharing, because they think that everyone's sharing, so I'm sharing, and then I'm like,
I know,
oh
that
my God.
I know that hang up. It's a weird one, and I think it's like you have to just accept it yourself and just go, just try and do it. If you feel like that's going to make you feel better by sharing it, then do it.
I sometimes do.
Yeah.
But do you find it difficult to kind of share on social media?
Yeah, and also I think it's because I don't want to depress anyone else. I'm just like, if I'm sad, I'm like, I'll deal with it myself. It's fine.
Yeah.
I think it's
that's kind of how I feel as well.
And it's like, because you can reach out to your friends, and I think actually reaching out to people around you as opposed to just presenting it to people is a different thing.
Yeah.
So it's like, if you can reach out to a mate or your family or whoever it is when you feel like shit, that usually helps.
And probably more so than...
Not negating
that it's good to do it, but I feel like... Because I've got this one mate who like psychically contacts me. She always fucking knows what I'm feeling. And I do the same with her. Like, I'll always be like, oh, I'm going to text her.
Oh, that's lovely.
And she always texts me at a time when I'm like, you know.
I needed that. Yeah.
That's so nice. And it's so weird because it's always just like, how are you, babe? And I'm like, I'm a fucking mess.
But do you know what that is as well? I think checking up on your mates is so key to it. Like, I think I always make sure I try and check up on the mates, especially the mates I think are very, like, strong, independent people.
Yes.
Because they may come across like that, but they
all
have shit too.
But so do you, and so do I. And so if that's the case and we feel sad, sometimes we know that other people must.
And then I value the friends that text me and go, you're right, babe. I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm good now.
Yeah, it's nice. And I think you're so right. It's so important to check in. And I think in the music industry right now, it's so important to shine a light on mental health and talk about it and be open about it. So it's a great thing that you're doing. And Devil Inside... I love the fact that you're making it fun and you're making it high energy, but you are fucking confronting something and saying, this is me, this is who I am. I'm peeling back that layer that I really don't want to peel back. But then I'm wrapping it in a nice bow, so I feel... So it's almost like you can feel kind of good about it, because it's like, it's got the energy, it's got the vibe.
That's it.
It's not making feel down. It's making you feel rise, but it's got...
Exactly. You nailed it.
It's got the
you
words
that's
there.
That's what I want to do.
Yeah, you've got the words there that are hitting that mark, but everything else is just kind of like...
And everyone else can let their hair down to it.
Exactly. Yeah. I think a good description of you as an artist is someone you can let your hair down to.
Oh, thanks. Yeah. I love that.
I know, it's absolutely... And I think... You aesthetically, it's just really pleasing as well. I think the whole vibe, like having your own style and sticking to it and being like commit, because it's not like you're not doing this because you think it's cool. You're doing it because it is really cool.
But I just like it.
But you can tell that you live it.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, do you know what I mean?
I love like bright, colourful, anything just like exciting.
Yeah. But it's like Dolly Parton. No one looks at Dolly Parton and is like, oh, that's completely... Like, she's not even into country and what. It's like, no, she fucking lives it.
Yeah. I think it's one of those things as well. It's like, I don't know. I think just going back to the like, sad, depressing stuff. Like, most musicians are sad and depressed.
Yeah.
That's why we write music. So it's like, if you can flip it on its head, that's fun.
Yeah. And it's bringing the fun. Talking of fun... You supported You and Me at Six in Bristol. How did that go?
Oh, my God, it was so good.
I saw a few clips on social media. It looked like it went off.
It was so good. Like, their fans are incredible.
Yeah?
They are just so, like, cool.
Yeah.
And they just, all of these, like, kids, like, all different ages, everyone's just, like, really into the music. They had such a buzz.
Really?
In there. Even like we were supporting, and like support acts, it can be hit or miss.
Yeah.
Because they don't know who you are. So it's like you go in and you just hope for the best. But they were loving it. They were like, yes.
Yeah.
Like proper cheering, dancing. Like these girls in the front were just like screaming. And I was like,
sick.
This is insane.
And did you walk off stage and have that moment of like, fuck, this is what
I'm
doing?
It was so
cool.
Yeah. Like it was so cool. And that was like the biggest crowd we've played to so far. So it was just nice to like have that experience. And,
did you find that you got a few You Me at Six fans that came through?
Yeah. It was really wicked. I think that's the good thing about doing support. Like,
it's terrifying. It can be really it can be really weird because, as you say, if that, you know, it's a horrible, scary thing that can be so huge and so beneficial.
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
And it's so like, good. Doesn't matter who you are. Like, Jess Glynn supported Spice Girls, you know?
Yeah.
That was huge for her. It's, like, such a good thing to, like, get your music out
there
as like, an up-and-coming artist who's doing something different.
Yeah.
You know, trying to strike a message to these young people who maybe haven't even listened to the old-school rock.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Like,
bringing it back round again, you know?
Exactly.
Oh, it's been so lovely to chat.
Thanks for having me.
I would keep you in all day if I could. we're going to play a little bit of music now. So tell me, can we catch you playing live anywhere? Do you want to shout out any gigs you've got coming up? Because I'm sure the audience would love to come down.
I have a launch for the EP.
Sick.
It's coming up very soon, so I'm going to be announcing dates on social media very soon.
Oh, perfect.
And that's going to be at Blondie's in Clapton.
Oh my God, what a perfect venue.
It's going to be great.
And you're at Cassiette, just normal.
That's
on
it.
Both
yeah.
Instagram and Twitter, so you can go and find all of her details there. We're going to play Devil Inside. I want to shout this out to your little devil inside and my little devil inside and everyone's little devil inside, because I think we should all celebrate it, you know?
Yes.
Babe, do you want to introduce it for us?
Yes, I'd love to. This is Devil Inside and I'm Cassiette. Thanks for having me.
Put on my smoking jacket, get dressed up on my bed. Feeling I get higher.
Rebel Inside. Lucy Meyer is here.
Hello.
How are you, babe?
I'm all right. How are you?
Very well. I'm cool as fuck in here.
Yeah, I keep forgetting that we can swear on here. Yeah. That threw me. Wow.
Did it scare you?
Fuck. Whoa. Fuck.
Yeah.
What?
Oh my god, I can't believe it. Nat, get her out. She just swore.
Oh my
get
god,
her out. Imagine.
Wow.
Imagine if I just flipped it on you. I was like, I'm the only one that's allowed to swear. How are you, babe?
I'm better now that we're in an aircond room. Not gonna lie, I was sweating my tits off a little bit.
Yeah.
But you know, we're it's good now. We're Gucci. Yeah, it's cool.
It's kind of nice because I think, looking outside, it's gone very dark, which means it's probably going to shit it down. But I know after that, we'll all feel a lot better because it'll be cool and it'll be relaxed.
Can't wait.
But I just hope it doesn't rain as soon as I leave because I've got to go somewhere after this. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, dear.
And I don't want to be sopping wet when I arrive.
You can just leg it.
Yeah, just run and then I'll definitely be sopping wet because I'll be sweaty.
Amazing.
Your latest track, Nina Simone, is very beautiful.
Oh, thank you so
inspired
much.
By one of your biggest inspirations, is that right?
Yeah.
The iconic songstress, Nina Simone. Mm-hmm. What is it about her that drew you inspirationally, and then also what drew you to kind of name the song after her?
Well, the song itself is... It sounds a bit wanky, but it's about kind of time and my kind of how I feel about kind of getting older and just time itself, you know, and also being in a music industry, which an industry that's so kind of obsessed with youth and with being young and, you know, you're meant to be at the peak of your career by the time you're, you know,
21,
15, whatever. But like...
I think is changing.
I think so, yeah, definitely. I think slowly but surely, but I don't know.
It's weird because it's on the one hand, it's like you've got the Billie Eilishes coming in who are like 15, but then actually people are making it big, older, you know.
I think Lizzo, do you know Lizzo?
Yeah, I mean...
She's, what a legend.
Well, I actually interviewed her 5 years ago, when she first released Lizzo Bangers.
Way.
Yeah, I interviewed her 5 years ago when she was like... just released Lizzo Bangers, and it was a totally different sound, but still very her.
Mm-hmm.
It was more rap-based, less sort of like... There was less singing. She didn't really sing until this album.
Nice.
Exactly right. She's someone that the industry said no to, and she's openly talked about that. The industry said no to her so many times, and look at her. She is one of the biggest fucking artists.
She's amazing.
Like, she's one of the standout artists of this year, hands down.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, I think she's amazing.
But a great example.
Mm-hmm,
a great example.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How old is she?
She's 31, I think.
Is she?
Yeah. I remember because I saw it somewhere on social whatevers.
Yeah. I just don't think it matters, as you say. She's talented. And I think as long as you don't focus on what people are saying to you, i.e., you're exactly right.
I was
she's
right,
31. And she, you know, you don't kind of focus on. Those voices that say age, it's fucking irrelevant.
I know, isn't it? Yeah. But this song is about that. And then I wanted to contrast kind of like me being kind of a bit scared to get older or whatever with like someone who I believe is totally timeless and their songwriting is timeless. So it's kind of called Nina Simone because I adore her, but also I think she's like, I don't know, she's amazing.
Yeah, she is. Also, can I just say, you look so young, and I think you will forever. You've kind of got one of those faces that's very young.
Oh, bless you. Thank you.
Do you know what I mean?
I mean, so, I still do get ID'd.
Yeah, I was going to say, I would probably ID you.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
In fact, let's ID her, because we're not allowed anyone under the age of 18 in here. So, I think it's a beautiful... metaphor, but also beautiful kind of concept to talk about.
Thank
because
you.
It's also something that people don't feel confident or comfortable talking about. The more we talk about it, the more
kind of open the conversation is.
I mean, I was watching this thing the other day and they were saying what was it? It was either acting or a musician that was talking about something where it was a comedian. She was saying she called something out that was sexist or something, and they were like, "Oh my god, oh my! I mean, I can't believe you're accusing me of sexism." And it's this whole thing of, and she was like, "It was really scary and horrible," and I don't care, but it was like. And it felt horrible, blah, blah, blah. But actually, the more people do that, the more little tiny, hey, do you know what? Fuck that. I'm not, no. The more it will filter because it is little baby steps. Like, isn't you it? Can't yeah. just change the world in an instant. But, mm-hmm. you know, a song like that is important because, as you say, Nina Simone is timeless, mm-hmm. and so should any musician be. Time oh. shouldn't be an issue yeah. about, you know, if you release a banger when you're 15 or when you're 55, it's irrelevant.
Yep. It's still, it's the music, innit?
It's all about the music.
Yeah.
How did you get into making music?
My whole family's really musical. Like, my dad was a songwriter back in the day, back in the Stone Age. And like, literally, I saw him writing songs when I was really young. And I guess you, like, children are sheep, aren't they? So yeah. you literally just copy what your parents do.
My mum's in HR, so not always.
Not.
although genuinely, I would have loved to do HR. That's
fair enough.
If I was gonna do an office type yeah. job, God, I'd fucking love to do HR. I'd really love to tell people, you know what I mean? It's like, yeah. hey, don't do that.
Whoa, yeah.
I'll tell you the correct protocol.
And you could swear in that as well.
Yeah, no, you definitely couldn't. Really, you not couldn't. In HR, babe.
Oh, I don't know. I don't
fucking
know.
Human resources, you'd be fired.
Really?
Yeah, out of there. Like, nobody's
wow.
listening.
I've been in music. I don't understand this.
This is why, you know, maybe I should go into HR. No, but that's kind of, like you say, you follow what you see.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So literally, like, my brother and sister are really musical.
Oh, really? What do they, are they both musicians or?
No. Not, like, my sister, like, got a music scholarship and kind of did it throughout school. And my brother is really into music and sings a bit, but none of them have been kind of stupid enough to actually try and take it as a career.
It is a hard career.
Yeah.
But as is, but I think it's funny because people always said that to me as well. Oh gosh, that's a hard. Oh gosh.
People give me that look. Yeah. They're like, oh God. You oh, absolutely gosh. Nailed that look. Yeah.
Oh gosh. Yeah. Yeah. Where will I have heard you? Fuck off. and I think, but I think almost any career that you go into.
It's going to be.
You could say that about anything.
For a while,
yeah,
isn't it?
You yeah. could say that about anything. You could say, "Oh gosh, doctor." I mean, that's what I say about doctors. Genuinely, someone says I'm going to be a doctor, I'm like, "Oh gosh, that's my worst nightmare." Like, because mostly because I hate blood, but like yeah. also, you know, that is a commitment. Whereas it's funny mm-hmm. that I've been doing my like training or like job training yeah. for the same amount of time probably that a doctor does.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But actually, because I love it.
Don't,
it's different.
You don't really like see it as work.
Do you know? Do you see what I mean? Yeah, do you know what definitely. I mean? It's a weird concept because mm-hmm. you love it. You love singing. So why yeah. would you not do it?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Literally.
Follow your dream.
Indeed.
And what is it? What's your plans over the summer? What's the next project you're working on?
Well, I'm recording at the moment because I need to get my shit together and yes. release an EP.
Oh, lovely.
I really want to release one by, I'm going to say October. That's when I've like.
Say it.
Say it.
It's live
really
as well.
Want,
so.
Oh, yeah. October.
October.
Lucy,
Lucy said October.
I really. Yeah. And it's like, I've got all pretty much like, it's demoed. Some of the songs are already done and kind of just need to be mastered. And then I'm writing because I know what I want to release next year as Ooh. Well.
Oh, gosh. She's ahead of the game.
I'm trying, you know. We're trying to be organised.
I love
all that.
That.
You know, really.
I love HR, so I love organisation. that's really exciting, though. So you're just spending the summer in a really warm, cold, dark... Oh, no, not warm, cold. Warm,
warm
dark,
warm,
or cold.
Cold,
dark studio, depending on
yeah,
where you are.
Literally. Yeah, both. That's my summer. And a few gigs here and there.
Oh, nice.
Actually, tomorrow, I'm getting up really early and driving to Cheshire.
Oh.
Yeah, to play some festival.
Okay, so yeah. do you know anything... can we find it on your social media, I guess, at Lucy Mair Music?
Yeah.
Maya, sorry, Maya.
No, it's cool. No, it's Welsh, so you can say Mair, Maya,
okay,
whatever
so it's
you want.
Guys, just so you know...
Yeah.
Pronounced like dryer, Maya.
But spelt like hair with an M.
But hair spelt like hair. It's very, very good, but slightly confusing, but that doesn't matter because it's just like, I'm much better than having a boring surname. But do people say Mare a lot?
All the time.
Yeah.
All the time. Literally.
That's why I always ask.
No, thank you for asking.
And then I got
some
it wrong anyway.
Like, no. Some people just like, I don't know, don't have the balls to ask because they want to be like, this is Lucy Mare. I'm like, Maya.
But I said it straight away. I went, literally. Maya! but I like it.
Thank you.
It's Welsh, should you say?
It is Welsh, yeah.
Maya.
Whoa, Jesus.
Mm-hmm. It's because I watch it.
I watch it. Hello, Shakespeare.
No, I tell you what. Last night I watched a whole series of Keeping Faith, which is a Welsh programme.
Ah.
So I love a bit of Welsh accent, I do. And
that's
so
really good.
That's,
fair enough.
I just really like the Welsh accent. It's like my favourite accent in
really?
The world. Yeah, it makes me very calm.
Wow, okay. Have you ever been to Wales?
No.
maybe go to Wales.
Well, I've
then
got,
you'll just be like calm wherever you go.
Well, I've been to Shropshire, which is right on the border of Wales.
It's not Wales though, is it?
Nope. Absolutely not. One of my best friends is Welsh, and so we used to go out together and sing songs but in a Welsh accent.
Wow.
Yeah.
Cool. Like just karaoke.
It's the weirdest story I've ever told. Sorry about that, guys.
No, it's
back
cool.
to the music.
Yes.
So you're working on some stuff now and you're doing a live show tomorrow in Cheshire.
Yes.
Do you know what the festival's called?
It's called Carfest North.
I've heard of that.
Yeah, I hadn't heard of it, and then I Googled it and I was like, wow, fucking hell.
Yeah, do you know who else is playing?
I'm the Jacksons.
Whoa!
And Johnny Marr.
Oh, sick. Which Jacksons?
I mean, the ones left.
Some of them. Some of them.
Probably like...
Just a collection of Jacksons.
You know, the ones...
Probably not
still,
Janet.
No, nor Michael either.
Definitely not
No. But yeah, so that would be fun. That would be exciting. And then gig after that is... I've got a gig on the 11th of August and my manager texts me.
Sunday?
Yes. Yes.
It's because it's the day after my birthday.
Okay. I was like, Jesus, wow.
Yeah, I know. I shouldn't have said that, actually. I should have left you thinking I'm some kind of fucking genius. That's a Sunday.
Wow. That would have really impressed me, to be fair.
Damn. Okay.
No, it's cool. It's
so
cool.
11th of August on a Sunday.
A Savage Garden rooftop.
Oh, I know Savage Garden. Is that?
In London.
Yeah, in London.
Yeah, in London.
I feel like it's in East London. That's what my body is telling me. But Savage Garden, so is it daytime or evening?
I think it'll be evening.
Lovely.
But it will be all over my social medias.
So go over to Lucy Meyer's social media, Lucy Meyer Music.
Yeah.
And check it all out. Also go and check out Being Pretty Was Fun, which was your release from last year.
Yeah.
Really love it. So will both of those be on the EP, do you think?
Nina Simone will.
Ooh. So we're going to get even more new music.
Oh, yeah. And Nina Simone was the only one that is out that will be on the EP.
Oh, okay. Lovely. Yeah. Well, I'm excited to hear all of the new stuff you're going to be coming out with. So make sure you send it over to us.
Yeah, we'll do.
And we're going to play a little bit of Nina Simone.
Yeah.
So do you want to introduce it to us, Lucy?
This is Lucy Meyer and her new song, Nina Simone.
I tiptoed away. So I
I'm so afraid to get older.
Nina Simone. Miri's in the studio. Hello, babe.
Hey.
How are you doing?
I'm very good. Yeah, really, everyone said it, but this is just perfection, this air conditioning.
I know, it feels like bliss and heaven in
it
here,
really
doesn't it?
It does, yeah.
But it's nice because it puts everyone in an instant good mood as soon as they walk in.
It's true.
So you've just dropped the Soundbites EP.
Yep.
Very exciting. We've got lots of tracks on there. So we've got Good Ones, My Sweetheart, Somebody Save Me, and Soundbites. Tell us a little bit about it. We're going to play Somebody Save Me in a minute, but I want to hear from you kind of all about the EP.
The EP, I wanted to strip the sound back and just allow my songs and my voice to be heard and the stories to be heard as well. Like, I wrote My Sweetheart. It's not based on a true story, but things that happen around the world about two women about to lose their life because of their love for each other. Good Ones is more my angst towards what's going on politically in the world and the feeling of powerlessness, but mm-hmm. also learning to surrender. And in general, it has got a little bit of a theme of that space of feeling a bit powerless with everything that's going on in the world, and that can go on in our own lives, but also that strength and hope and the importance of coming from a loving heart if you can.
Yeah, that's so interesting on many levels, but also you're kind of, let's talk a little bit about Good Ones then first. My Sweetheart is one I wanted to touch on, because I think talking about something like that from not personal, but it's such a, well, it's a thing that people don't really talk about in terms of gay rights and sort of the law. I mean, sometimes it shocks me when I think about going away on holiday and I'm like, oh, if I went there, it's illegal for me to be in a relationship. Which is still very prevalent and a terrifying statistic, terrifying reality. Is that something that you would really wanted to kind of touch on? Was it a deliberate thing or was it just an inspiration?
Oh, it was a deliberate thing. It was something I really wanted to touch on. And it allows me as well, when I'm performing the song, that I can talk to people about it. So there are so many people who aren't within the LGBT+ community who won't know that goes on.
But I didn't really. I think it's like in Russia, it's not illegal, but there's a lot of tension about it.
Yeah.
Or is it, I don't know if it is illegal to marry, but anyway, I hadn't thought about it and I was like, oh my gosh.
I kind of, years ago when I used to go to Candy Bar in Soho when that was open.
I remember Candy Bar.
Back in the day. And I just remember there were some bi and gay women who had come to this country because it was safer, and they would talk about how if they were back in their own countries they would be stoned for their sexuality.
Fuck.
And that always stayed with me for many years, and so when I wrote the song My Sweetheart, I knew that I wanted to tell that story. And because these women were just like us, but if they were out or you know, were found out about who they were, they would be taken away and they would lose their lives. And I just feel that, you know, we've come so far, but there is so much more to do. And it's really important, like, if me as an artist can write songs or can share a message even to those people in those countries who don't feel safe or are restricted, to be able to connect and say you're not alone and I'm thinking of you and sending out love to you and solidarity. Mm. Just feel like, for me, that's really important.
It's something that blows my mind, really, that you can think about countries that are not far away
or not
third world, you know, so some developed countries that not commenting on that, but in terms of like, it's a scary thought.
Yeah.
It's a really scary, scary thought. I mean, but it's an important thing to highlight, as you've said. Good Ones is more of a comment on sort of the climate of the world right now, which I think is coming to many, I was going to say coming to a head, but I think it's been coming to a head over and over again for the last couple of years. But again, an important thing to highlight and talk about your own personal views and opinions on it. Is it something... that you struggle with in terms of, because I know that people are very, especially on things like Twitter and stuff, when you're releasing music that has got an opinion, it can have a bit of a backlash. Have you had any backlash from the tracks or?
No, I've received a lot of love,
which
I
is
really
so wonderful.
Have. It's been amazing. I mean, Gemma Kearney, she played Good Ones on BBC Six Radio, which really kind of, because she's such an awesome and authentic person, for her to like hear the track and be like, I want to play it on my radio station, on my radio show, that kind of, that was just really like a nice little boost, and being
Absolutely, like, you know,
I can only trust what I felt when I was creating the songs. And I just think life is so, the older I get, I just see that life is precious, it's short, and you just got to do what you do. And you know, I'm not going to necessarily, my music isn't going to be for everybody, but there, I have seen that there are people who connect with what I do, and I'm very grateful for that.
But isn't there such a big truth in authenticity and how you feel about it, and the fact if you've got to love it for anyone else to love it?
Definitely. And if you're not feeling it when you're writing it or when you're in the studio, there's no good going any further. Mm-mm. Because you can't expect other people to connect if you're not connecting with it.
And you sort of you do a lot of campaigning for within the LGBTQ plus community, alongside things like mental health. It's kind of a perfect place to be doing that, isn't it?
Yeah.
Working in the music industry.
Yeah.
Have you found it to be beneficial to kind of?
Yeah, I think in recent, maybe even in the last 2 years, I just find performing is such a good way to sort of share and talk about things, not in a preachy way, but just to sort
of sharing. It's not preaching, it's just sharing, you know?
Exactly. And to sort of, it's another form of activism, really. So it's good, and the music industry, it needs more diversity on a lot of levels. So I think as artists, if we're able to have a voice, it's important for us to speak up and also to come together and to support each other on our roots, because it's not easy.
Absolutely. Is there any sort of diverse artists on that note that you would like to shout out, you know, big or small?
Definitely my friend Sharika Sherrard. She's amazing, and she works so hard, and we've been friends for many years now, and she's an amazing singer-songwriter. She's got one or two tracks, I think, on Spike Lee. She's got to have it. Netflix.
Whoa, I love that series.
Yeah. Shout out to Sharika Sherrard, because she's a good person as well as being very talented.
Okay, sick. Well, it seems like everything's kind of kicking off a bit, which is really lovely, and the EP's going down, because I saw on social media it looked like everyone's giving great feedback and lots of love, which is but that must be such a weird feeling just before you put it out. It's like, oh, like, what's going to happen?
Yeah, because also when you're writing, when you're recording, it's like, I'm loving this, I'm feeling this, I want people to hear this, and then you hear it so many times, it gets to the point where it's like, I can't listen to this. So you sort of feel I've needed to take space away from it. But again, I just, like I said earlier, I just know in my heart what I felt when I was creating it, and there was authenticity, there was truth there, and I think that's what people are tapping into and connecting with, which is lovely.
Yeah, and it's beautiful to see. And what's the sort of plan for the next few months? Are you doing any live shows that people can come down to?
Yes, so I'm performing at Greenbelt Festival on Sunday, the 25th of August.
Sick.
Which I'm really excited about. And
whereabouts is that?
Kettering.
Oh, that is so weird you just said that, because someone else said the word Kettering to me today. I've literally never heard of Kettering, and you're the second person today that said Kettering.
It's a sign. Yeah. You're going to have to go to Kettering.
I know, I'm coming to Kettering.
Just for no reason, but just to go
No,
there.
I'm coming to Greenbelt. Okay.
Yes.
So that's great. And so that's on the 25th of August.
That's on the 25th of August. And then there's a few other gigs that I'm doing. Like, there's some this weekend, one for a LGBT plus charity called ELOP, which is going to help be a fundraiser for them. Another one for Herd Collective, who support and promote women in music. That one's on Sunday. I'm sort of applying or working on a funding application at the moment to do a short UK tour.
Great.
And kind of have a bit of a theme of reclaiming space. Like I'm still working it out, but because so many music venues,
I know you're sort of a supporter of small venues, aren't you?
Yeah, because if we didn't have those places, then I wouldn't be able to perform, and mm-hmm. that wouldn't allow me to grow and build my fan base and stuff. So there's lots going on, lots of good things going on, thankfully, as well.
Well, that's really exciting. Actually, I was chatting to Bastille, did an interview with Bastille the other day, and they were saying they're doing on their tour this time, they're going to all small, they're doing loads of, in their that's UK cool. leg, they're doing tiny venues in like Margate, you
that's
know, blah,
amazing.
Blah. Yeah, and I think it's a really important thing for artists to do.
Yep.
You know,
yeah.
even in my sort of like where I've lived in London, every time I remember I used to live in Hackney and like so many of the like the Dolphin, like so many of the big venues kind of shutting down. It's really, really sad.
When Astoria shut down, I was heartbroken.
I mean, it's crazy, but it's a reality. And I think it's something that, you know, artists like you can shed a light on and be like, this is what we need to save, you know. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for coming by.
Thank you for having me and for supporting. No, it really means a lot.
Honestly, I'm a really big fan of the EP. Somebody Save Me is what we're going to play now.
Yes.
Do you want to introduce it for us, babe?
Sure. So this is my second single from my Soundbites EP, and it's called Somebody Save Me.
on FUBAR Radio. Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio.
Ilira, welcome to FUBAR. How you doing, babe?
Good. Thank you for having me.
Honestly, it's a total pleasure. We were just discussing, just off air then, how many languages you actually speak.
Oh my God. Let's start.
Start from the beginning.
Yeah. My mother language is Albanian.
Yep.
Then we have Swiss German.
Yep.
Then we have German. And at the end, we have English.
So just a couple there. Just, yeah. I mean, just an easy four separate languages. Do you think it's because once you learn one, you can then easily learn others, or are you just hyper intelligent?
I'm not intelligent at all. I'm a goldfish. I forget everything after 10 seconds. I'm known for that.
What's my name? I'm joking. She's literally shitting herself now. no, but seriously, I think that's very impressive. So kudos to you for that, just to start off with. It's very cool to know so many languages. Tell me a little bit about growing up. So your parents were from Kosovo Albanian.
Yeah, my mom is from Albania. My dad is from Kosovo. It's basically the same, but like, you know, politics and stuff.
Yeah.
They're separate. Yeah, and they moved to Switzerland. And then my mom got preggy. Yeah. And then I was born in Switzerland and I was raised in Switzerland. When I was 19, somebody discovered me on Instagram, and then I moved to Berlin and started my career.
Wow.
Yeah.
When you lived in Switzerland, I can't imagine. Is there like a lot of local? Is there a local music scene in Switzerland?
Not at all.
No.
Let's be honest.
No. I was going to say, because I'm not sure. Maybe a lot of horns. I feel like in Switzerland there would be horns. No?
Yeah, super cool.
Super cool horn players.
Yeah, absolutely. Into it. The greatest thing ever. No, it is great, but like there is no scene, unfortunately.
It's beautiful.
It's beautiful, but boring.
Do you get to go back very often?
I go back because my parents live there.
They still live there.
Yeah, they still live there. And I miss them a lot. Mm. That's why I go back often. But I wouldn't stay there for a long time.
Well, no, because it's like, you know, you're pursuing your dreams. So you need to be where
absolutely
the music is. Now, talking of that, Berlin is obviously renowned for its dance music scene. But also, in general, it's kind of like a place people go to discover themselves musically a lot. I mean, especially people I know.
Yeah, you told me before. It's weird.
It's weird because that's not what you've experienced, right?
No, like, I feel like everybody goes to LA or whatever, Sweden, London. I've never heard that people go to Germany.
How have you found it being there, living there, making your pop music?
I mean, it's a blessing, to be honest. When I grew up in Switzerland, I always knew that I'm going to be a musician one day, but I just didn't know how. I didn't know how to meet the right people. I mm-hmm. didn't know how to get there. So I was very sad, actually, and depressed. And one day, this guy came over and he was like, hey, do you have any demos? And I was like, yeah, sure. I didn't have any at all. I had only Albanian stuff.
Fake it till you make
it,
honey.
Yeah, I bought some trap beats online. I did some melodies over it. I put some Indian sample over it. Or was it? Yeah, I think it was an Indian sample. And then I gave it to him and he was like, wow, you're amazing. I'm going to get you a deal, a management deal, or whatever, you know, a label deal and stuff. And then I moved to Berlin. And I feel like Berlin is a blessing to me because I have the opportunity to become who I always wanted to become, a singer and an artist. And I'm very blessed. I love it.
That's crazy, though, that you did that. Yeah. Because, I mean, there is a level, I think, in everyone's job where you fluff your CV a bit. But you literally just were like, yeah, I've got it. And you didn't. And you just made it, which is, it does kind of prove that you're a great musician because you couldn't. A person that wasn't born to do music wouldn't be able to do that.
No. No, it's quite crazy because I had to leave my parents, my environment. It was okay, but it was also hard for me. I love Berlin. Seriously, people help me there all the time.
And that's so nice. It's got a big music community.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it probably helps that you speak German.
Yeah.
Right?
Absolutely.
Because like, everybody speaks English a lot in Berlin, but actually when you can speak German, I think it's preferred.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Like many people speak English. That's true.
Yeah.
Like when you go into the restaurants, everybody speaks English.
Really?
Yeah.
I went to New London and I tried.
Yeah?
Couldn't do it. I can say like small words like, ich habe einen Winkelmesser.
which means...
What is that?
I have a protractor, which is a maths... basically a ruler in maths. So irrelevant and not useful.
No, you don't need that. No. Don't say that.
No, don't ever say it. Yeah.
It might be dangerous.
Yes. No, yeah. People might be confused by me and what the fuck I'm talking about. Which happens a lot, to be fair. Diablo is your last... Because we've got something more exciting to talk... Not more exciting, but something very exciting to talk about in a minute. But let's talk about Diablo for a second.
Yeah, sure.
It deals with a pretty difficult subject in that it talks about victims of an abusive relationship, which is something that is prevalent, but hopefully at the moment something that people are discussing more, therefore it's becoming less prevalent, i.e. people are able to get out of these situations now. In the lyrics, it's a beautiful song because the lyrics are very sad, and you go in on a kind of abusive relationship and this other side to this person that you didn't realize existed, and it's like, wow, I had no idea that essentially the devil was living inside you. Yeah. But I've also felt the actual song itself is so like up tempo and great that it's kind of a nice kind of multi-layered, you know, juxtaposition. Did you deliberately do that, or was it that the melody for the track was just that was what it was?
That was what it was. We wrote it in some weird place in Germany.
Great.
It was like near cows and, you know, near forest. It was like a very, you know, very calm place, and we wrote it in the kitchen, all of us, and it was a moment.
Yeah.
And we had a moment. Yeah, it was a great moment. Like, we wrote it in 5 minutes.
Whoa.
Yeah, it came like that. Usually I need 1 day, 2 days to write a song completely, but that went really quick. It's super weird. We felt it in the moment.
Yeah, I feel like timing doesn't represent anything in relation to how good the song is.
Yeah.
And the context and what you're talking about, is that something that you were relating to yourself, or was it just experiences of...
No, like all my songs, they have a real story behind it. It's my story.
Yeah.
I feel like it's a shame to write songs you haven't been through.
Mm-hmm.
I have my songwriter, and he helps me, you know, telling my own story. I had an abusive relationship, like we all had, I think, at some point.
Mm-hmm.
And I really needed to talk about it.
Do you know what? It's a brilliant part of the music industry that you can, as an artist and as a songwriter, you can express those things.
Yeah.
And you're helping other people as well.
I know. This is what I love the most about this. Sometimes it's really hard to be in that industry because things have changed. You have to be your own business manager, whatever. You have to do your own thing. But this is the beautiful part of it, of being an artist in that industry. You have the power to show people your story and help others with it.
And did you feel like it translated well with your fans, people who are listening
Absolutely.
To your music? Yeah.
It went crazy.
Really?
I got so many messages on Instagram, and I loved it, seriously, because so many people go through the same shit. I couldn't imagine it. It's crazy. So many people, you know, have the same story.
Really touched by the music you're making, which is so lovely.
Yeah, I love it.
It's very multi-layered. How I would describe it is multi-layered pop. You know, it's fun, but it's also there is something else there to be listened to and taken seriously.
Absolutely. I feel like it's such a power we have, like influencers, singers, songwriters. We have such a power. So many people are listening to what we do.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like we have to use this power and talk about serious things too, about, you know, about things that have a substance. So
because it doesn't have to be a quote unquote sad song.
No.
Because it's a banger.
Yeah, at the same time, I know.
But you've got a message. It's a banger with a message, you know?
Yeah, I always try to make people dance, but in tears. So that's what I try to do. Because, you know, you get more attention when you have songs to dance, you know?
Yeah, I think it's good to have a mix, but to grab people's attention, definitely. If you're that kind of artist, it does help.
Yeah, I love pop music. I love that cheesy kind of thing. So I try to combine it with good lyrics and real messages.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm really trying to do. And I love it.
Good. That's so nice to hear. And you can hear it in the music as well. Now, very exciting. Tomorrow, your brand new single is out. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah. My single is called Pay Me Back. And it's about my, again, ex-boyfriend. Like, the story behind this song is so funny. It's not funny. It's actually very sad.
No, yeah.
Like, his grandmother, when she talked to me, she couldn't speak to me. She only spoke Spanish, so she was telling
which is
me,
literally the only language you can't speak. You speak literally every other language.
Yeah, I know.
You're like, give me a break.
Isn't it crazy?
Yeah.
And she told me, like, Diablo, Diablo. She was looking at me. She's like, you know, she showed me that he's Diablo. She tried to tell me that he's Diablo.
Oh, I thought she was saying you were.
No, no. She tried to tell me that he's Diablo. And I should be careful. And, you know, it was super weird. It touched me. And
good for her.
I broke up with him after 2 weeks.
Thank God for her,
yeah,
though.
Yeah.
You know,
so that's why I wrote that song.
She obviously doesn't like him. But then is this same boyfriend has influenced your new single, which is coming out tomorrow.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit about it. What's the vibe? Is it another pop banger?
Yeah, it's very fun.
Yeah.
It's super funny. It's like, you know, you have to laugh about it because the story is funny. It's like, pay me back, bitch. You know, give me the time, give me the emotions back, give me everything back I gave you. You know, the time we had in Disneyland, and give me back.
But also literally pay me back. Like, yeah, sometimes when you leave a relationship, you're like,
oh,
you
my
do
God,
that thing
broke
where you're
as
like,
fuck.
You're like literally like, oh, don't worry about that money. And then 10 minutes after, you're like, fucking hell. Yeah. Why did I just let you off that? I'm so annoyed. Even though, like, if it's like £5, you're like, damn it.
I feel like every time I have a relationship, I'm broke as fuck.
Yeah, tell me about it, hun. it seems to go on theme as well. You've got a great energy about you with the, like, I mean, Get Off My Dicks, my favorite song title of all time. I feel like your song titles represent who you are as a person. Like, Do It Yourself, they're very like in your face, but in a fantastic way. Like,
absolutely.
I'm very in your face, and I embrace in your faceness.
What zodiac sign do you have?
Leo.
That's
deep.
Very explained.
Yeah. Why, what are you?
Scorpio.
What does that mean for us? Are we gonna
my
be friends?
My sister is lion. Kind of. We hate and we love each other.
Oh, okay. That's cool, though.
That's cool.
At least we have love. At least it's not all hate. Yeah. I'm excited for our blossoming friendship. But it seems like, you know, you're going on that theme of, like, empowerment and kind of female power and harnessing that in your music. Is that something that you are doing consciously?
Yeah. I'm really, you know, I'm trying to show that side of me, that feminist side of me, because I grew up with a mom that was always very strong, and she had to fight a lot for the family, and she was the man in the family. You know, she was very bossy, and she helped us a lot, and she was a hustler. So
yeah.
I really appreciate her, and that's what I want to show in my songs.
Well,
I'm a feminist.
Yeah,
definitely.
And so, are you excited for the release tomorrow? Do we know? Is it just the song coming out tomorrow?
Yeah, just the song.
Is there a video?
Yeah, it's gonna be a video. I'm gonna have unicorns in my video.
Oh my God, real ones? Yeah.
No, it's not a real one. It's a big one, but it's made of plastic.
Oh,
it still
damn,
looks great.
Damn.
I love unicorns.
I wish unicorns existed.
Yeah.
Or do they? Is that what we're gonna discover in this video?
No, they don't. They're made of plastic.
Well, let's hope he pays you back after you drop this. And all of you out there who need to be paid back, make sure you sing along very loud to this song, because it'll help. When you shout out loud, pay me back, I feel like it will help.
Yeah, it's going to be like, pay me back.
Yes.
Witness that. Can't you be an honest man? Pay me back.
Hey.
Never chipped in with the rent. Pay me back. Movie nights and romantic dinner plans. Wish that I could cash that check, so pay me back.
Whoa!
Hey!
That was sick. Also, ultimate preview of the song that's coming out tomorrow.
Yes, guys.
Honestly, that sounds incredible. I can't wait. Also, the bangers you're coming out with are so exciting. I'm really looking forward to everything you're going to be putting out.
Thank you so much.
Have a great summer. Are you going to be performing anywhere that we can come and see you in the next few weeks?
Yeah, I'm going to perform at the Lollapalooza in Berlin.
Sick. And that's a great festival.
I know. I love it. It's like my absolute favorite festival ever. And then I will perform at the Sunny Hill Festival from Dua Lipa in Kosovo,
yes,
in my hometown. Yeah.
How beautiful is that?
I know, that was such a bucket list moment.
Have you met Dua yet?
Yeah, I met her when she started. She had her first show in Berlin. She was a newcomer, an absolute newcomer, and I went there because my sister wrote her on Instagram. She was like, hey, can we come over to that concert? She was like, yeah, sure, honey.
Wow.
After that concert, she invited us to go backstage with her because she liked our aura, whatever. She liked the way we sang with
Sick.
The songs and with her. And I met her. She's fucking lovely.
Oh,
she's
that's so lovely.
Yeah.
And what a great story to hear that she's supporting other musicians. That's fucking brilliant. Good on her. Thank you so much,
Ilira,
for coming in. It's been a total pleasure to get to know you. Now move to London, please, so that we can see more of you. And keep releasing these bangers, because I'm loving it. So because We've had a sneak preview, so don't get pissed off, people listening at home, because we're going to play, because this, for me, I love Diablo. It's definitely my favourite release of yours so far. Whoa. But I haven't heard Tomorrow's, so I've only heard that little snippet. But we're going to play Diablo now.
Okay.
To save the special release for Tomorrow.
All right.
We've got to keep them wanting more, you know?
Yeah.
So can you introduce Diablo for me, babe?
Yeah, sure.
You turn to Diablo, hiding under the halo of sweet talk. I'm just good to get you off, but not good enough to be loved. You turn to Diablo, hiding under the halo of sweet talk. I'm just good to get you off, but not good enough to be loved.
Oh my God, you're stunning. Right, that is all we need today.
Mouth full of pretty lies, hand full of dynamite. Every time you let me burn, if I'm being honest, I just never learn. Tell me what's happening. Walls here are closing in, double like a bedroom door. But every time you touch me, I feel someone else taking over.
Lyra there, big up. Alana Soul is here.
Hey,
how are you doing?
I'm okay. I'm just hot.
But you're chilling out in here now with me in the ice box.
Yeah, it's so cool in here. I don't know how.
It's lovely little aircon over there in the corner. It's keeping
proper.
Yeah, it's nice, right?
Yeah.
So how are you doing?
I'm okay. I've just been writing music and chilling and
enjoying your summer.
Yeah, kind of. I haven't really been out that much recently. I've just been writing.
Yeah, that's the thing, though. That's the pain of a musician is a lot of the time you spent indoors behind.
Yeah, so like all my friends think I'm boring now. But I'm going out tomorrow, so.
You've got to focus on the work, though, haven't you?
You have to, yeah.
So you first released Selfish, which is your first tune in January.
Yeah.
The video premiered on SBTV. And you were 17 at that point, but since then you've turned 18, right?
I've turned 18 in May, yeah.
Yeah. And you've released three more tunes since then, including your latest. And it's all seemed to be going really well. Like, it seems to, like, everybody's getting a bit gassed. I saw lots of really great comments on the videos and stuff like that. Tell us a little bit. We're going to play Play It Better today. That's your new one.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about how the year's been for you.
I feel like, well, this is my first year of doing music, so I just feel like it's been really exciting. I didn't really know what to expect because I was sort of scared. Because, you know, like, I didn't want backlash or, like, people met, like, bad comments because I am quite sensitive.
Yeah, of course.
So I was thinking to myself, oh, my gosh, like, what the hell is going to happen? Are people going to hate me? Are people going to think I'm shit? Are they going to think I'm good? So I was just a bit worried about that, but it all worked out. It's been lit. Like, I've just been recording, been in the studio releasing music, and I've sort of just, like, all the comments have been really positive, and, like, people have been really positive. So, like, I'm excited.
It's natural to be concerned about that because it is something that happens. But but how did you kind of get introduced with SBTV to get Selfish premiered there?
So basically, once the video was done, it was just sort of a thing of, like, where's going to be the best platform? Because, like, GRM and those sort of channels, the sound and the music on there is different. Do you know what I mean? So it was just like, where can, especially because I'm new and this is my first video, so I was trying to think, especially because Selfish is really a R&B song.
Yeah, somewhere that can focus on an R&B crowd.
Yeah, so then I was just like, I spoke to my management and we all sort of decided was going to go with SBTV because, Jamal was really behind it.
That's amazing because he's, you know, when places like SBTV get behind a song, it really does help.
Yeah, it does, definitely, because it just sort of gives me that, you know, exposure, just getting my foot in, if that makes sense.
Absolutely. And since you've been releasing music and getting stuff out there, what's felt like the biggest moment for you?
Do you know what? The biggest moment for me was, like, doing my music videos.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Because, like, recording music, I've been recording music since I was, like, 14 and stuff. So it wasn't the biggest moment going into a studio.
Uh-huh.
I would say, like, going on set and seeing the cameras and seeing people, like, looking at me, that was really hard because it's not something that I'm really comfortable with. Do you know what I mean? Like,
so that was, like, the biggest, like, adjustment.
That was the biggest adjustment. So, but the biggest thing that has happened is, like, going on BBC radio and, like, sort of having my, hearing my music on there, and do you know what I mean? And my first interview was at Westside, and so that was a big moment for me because my first time speaking on radio, and I was like, what do I say? I was scared, but it went really well.
But that's the thing, is you just gotta be yourself.
Yeah, I realised.
But also, you know, that's something you have to take time to realise. You have to kind of take a minute to realise who you are. You're still very young.
Yeah.
You know, and you're only just new to the scene, so you kind of have to take these moments. But it's really nice that you are celebrating these moments, you know.
Yeah.
Irrelevant of, like, what they are or how big a deal or whatever. It's like, no, you're celebrating the moments that mean something to you.
Yeah, definitely.
It's kind of like a beautiful thing,
I think. Because I feel like in life is a journey and it's your journey. And if you don't, like, appreciate everything, you're not going to be happy. And so, like, me doing what I'm doing is a blessing to me and, like, it's exciting to me.
It should
be. And so I'm just making the most of it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about Play It Better, which is your latest track.
So, Play It Better, I got sent the beat and I was like, this beat is cool, but I didn't know what to write. I was sort of like, what do I write? So what I do when I write, I just recorded a melody and I was in bed and I was like, I play it better. But I hadn't come up with the words yet. I was just freestyling the melody and then, I don't know, maybe the next day I started writing and then all the lyrics started coming out and it was just reflecting like a previous boyfriend when I was like young in school. But obviously I know it's not a serious relationship, but I feel like that's why the song's so playful and so, like, I don't know, like, immature, if I can say that.
Yeah, but that's okay because you are 18.
Yeah, like, exactly,
you can be a bit immature, you know what I mean?
Yeah, so it's just like, you play, I play, but like, if you cheat, I'll cheat.
You know, <That's>, yeah, exactly.
That's the sort of vibe the song is. But yeah,
and in terms of the R&B scene right now, it's such an exciting moment. You know, we've got so many great female artists coming out in R&B because it's not the easiest world for a woman.
Definitely.
Do you feel like excited and comfortable in this environment now?
Do you know what? How I feel about everything is like this. I feel like it's definitely easier for guys, I have to be honest. But with girls, we have to concentrate on our image. It's such a big deal. Everything that we do is maybe a little bit, a lot harder for us as females. And that's why I want to do it so much. Mm. Especially as like a UK R&B singer. I want to make it and I will make it because I sort of have that mindset of, this is my life and this is what I want to do and I'm going to pursue it no matter what. And so I've sort of put to the back of my head that like, okay, yeah, I am a female, but I'm talented. It's irrelevant. You know what I mean? It's irrelevant.
What do you think about Ella May? Obviously, she was doing her thing in the UK and then she wasn't getting what she wanted, so she went to the US and it broke actually there. Like, how do you feel about that?
I feel like it's amazing that she was able to do that over there, but I just wish she was able to do it over here.
It was odd. It was really odd.
Her talent...
She's
was amazing.
She's
probably like the biggest R&B singer that's out right now, and I feel like why wasn't she able to?
It's
do
weird,
that?
It's isn't weird. It?
There it is. It is weird, but I feel like that makes it more of a challenge for me, and it makes me want to pursue it more.
Also, she's kind of paved the way as well.
Yeah, definitely.
She's kind of reminded everyone
that there is talent.
Don't fucking sleep on people. Mm. Don't sleep on talent. Don't sleep on UK R&B female talent. You know,
definitely, it's talent all over the world.
And a lot of people do say about her, it's like, you know, we slept on it. Like England,
yeah, definitely. UK slept on it. I feel like because of how the scene is, everything in the UK, I feel like a lot of trends. So, like, people do go by trends. And so, like, when she went to America and she sort of went off, people then started to listen to her because... I don't want to say it, but like the Americans were on her and they loved her, so everyone started loving her. But she was always amazing, and I used to listen to her before, like way before. And then when she had that, oh no, she not. Like, I was banging that song every. I loved her. I love her.
I'm a huge R&B fan anyway. Like I was always into like Brandy and Ali. You know, like I've. So for me, there's a special place in my heart for female R&B singers, and I think it's. I just want to push girls making music like this because I think it's such a stunning for me. It's like my passion, you know. I love R&B, I love hip hop, and I love that kind of 90s sound, and I like that that's kind of coming back again, you know?
Me too, but do you know what, funny enough, when I was younger I just used to sing like Beyonce, Celine Dion, Amy Winehouse. Those are my singers. Like my mum listened to Brandy, but I didn't. So, like, my R&B sound sort of came from Amy Winehouse, Beyonce, Celine Dion, like, kind of a little bit more, not so much.
They're more the pop divas, pop divas, yeah.
Yeah, definitely, but...
But your voice is very R&B. It's very like it's got that inflection of like the kind of like soul and the funk side of R&B, I think.
Oh, okay.
It's lovely, honestly.
Because it's weird. Hearing what other people think about my voice is weird to what I hear.
I know, it must be so weird.
Yeah, because it's like, I couldn't get over it. Like to you?
So tell me, what are your plans for the rest of the year? What's up? What's going on for you?
Well, I've got a new music video for Play It Better coming out.
Yes, I saw that on your Twitter, I think, yeah.
Yeah, so it's going to be out really soon. I'm really excited for that one because the video was so sick. Like,
oh, really? Yeah, can you tell us anything about it?
I'm going to give you a hint. Like, loads of cool scenes. That's all I'm going to say. There's loads of cool scenes on there. And I'm just really excited for that one to come out.
Oh, great. And when's that coming?
The date will be given out soon, but just not yet, but very soon. But, so I'm also going to be filming a video for my song Free Love.
Yep.
Yeah.
Sick.
And, just in the studio recording more music, hopefully working towards... I am working towards an EP. So, yeah, that's
And are you
going to
be doing any live shows?
Yeah, so I have... on the 16th of August, I'm going to be doing a BBC Live Lounge show. And then we're also trying to work towards a headline show, hopefully, by the end of the year. So.
Exciting.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations. It sounds like everything's going so well.
Yeah, definitely.
I can't wait to hear more music from you. Let's have a little bit of Play It Better, shall we?
Yeah.
Thank you so much, babe. Everyone can go and check out Alana's socials. Official Alana Soul it is, isn't it?
Yeah, the Official Alana Soul on all social media.
Perfect. Well, can you introduce Play It Better for us, please, babe?
Okay, yeah, this is my song, Play It Better. And yeah, enjoy.
Rego Art. I caught you see deciding not to follow you.
You're infatuated, ego thoughts a lie to me. You would always try and paint the picture right to me, but I knew you wasn't right from as far as I could see. Yeah, you play it, I play it better. Yeah, yeah, you play it, I play it better. Baby, you know that I could do better. Yeah, yeah, me take you back, oh no, never. Never, never. You play it, I play it better. Yeah, yeah, you play it, I play it better. Baby, you know that I could do better. Yeah, yeah, me take you back, oh no, never. Won't answer the phone, won't go running right back. I've never done you wrong, so you bear in mind that I've been trying to figure out my own things, so I'll be left alone, there I'll be lonely. Everything I need is everything I got. The love I lost, I found in myself. You play it, I play it better. Yeah, yeah, you play it, I play it better. Baby, you know that I could do better. Yeah, yeah, me take you back, oh no, never. Never, never. You play it, I play it better. Yeah, yeah, you play it, I play it better. Baby, you know that I could do better. Yeah, yeah, me take you back, oh no, never. You can say the things that you like, that's cool. To this day you're in denial. How cute, I'm gonna live my life good without you. I'm good without you. No, I put my love to the side to reveal that your truth was a bunch of lies. But you keep on coming back, hoping one day I'll take you back. Only thing that I'm taking back is my life, is my life. I said my life, said my life, yeah. I'm taking back my life so I can put things right. I know that it takes time, but it's about that time. You play it, I play it better. Yeah, yeah. You play it, I play it better. Yeah, yeah. You know that I could do better. Me take you back, oh no, never. Yeah, yeah. You play it, I play it better. Baby, you play.
Welcome, Arielle, to the studio. How you doing, babe?
I'm good, I'm good, I'm good. How are you?
I'm really good. It's so nice to have we've had a full female roster today on the show.
I love it.
I love it.
Yeah, I love it, man.
So supporting many talented women. Girls. It's fantastic. It's nice to have you in the studio. We're just talking.
Thank you.
I just told you how much I love Flexi. It's such a banger.
You know what, yeah. I'm so glad to hear that because a little insider, like it was my first time rapping.
I know. I saw that on an article and I was like, wow. So it's quite scary, right?
It is very scary. Like I was in the studio, I was like, are you sure? I was saying to Vic Tizzle, like, are you sure? He was like, I am sure.
Like, this he was right.
Yeah, he recorded me, Vic Tizzle, Vic Mix Studio. So.
I mean, he knows what he's doing because it's weird because I saw that and I thought, fuck, like that's quite, I'm quite surprised. But it's obviously something you've been spitting a little bit, but just not on any.
Do you know what? Yeah, when I spit, it's mostly like tonal.
Yeah.
So I do it in a singing voice.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And I've done it on my Instagram quite a lot. But this was my
freestyles
first time.
Freestyles and stuff. Yeah.
But this is my first time just like rapping. And yeah, so it was quite scary, but you know, fuck it.
Yeah, exactly. But I think I really vibed with it. It's got a very noughties hip hop, like R&B energy to it. It's very kind of like, from when I was listening to it, I kind of was like, it's a bit sort of Missy, like,
yeah,
you know, like it's got the fun energy vibe behind it that kind of brought me back to the noughties, which is my favorite, like 90s and noughties is my favorite.
Yeah, like I love Missy and how different she is, and I love Nicki a lot.
Yeah,
yeah,
early
yeah,
Nicki, that's yeah, very early Nicki,
is it,
yeah,
man, playtime is over.
Yeah. And it's the I think it's the tempo for me that gave me, which might be Victor, obviously Vic Tizzle produced it, but like...
Vic Tizzle recorded
me. Oh, he recorded you.
But it's nostalgia.
Oh, yeah, sick. So you got like really shit hot people on this record.
Yeah, yeah. He's so dope. Like he done J1 mocking it.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. He's really dope.
That's really cool. How did you get, how did you kind of link up with those two?
Do you know what? An A&R said to me, you know what? I think Nostalgia would be the best person to work with you. I was like, really? He's like, yeah, man, he's so dope. So I was like, I checked him out, and I was just blown away. Like, he's really dope. He's worked with Nadia Rose and all kinds of people. He's really good.
And because obviously Nadia Rose is like a, she's a rapper, like she raps.
Yeah.
Which, can you see yourself, because you know, like I was just talking to one of the other girls I had in earlier about Lizzo and how originally she was actually rap and then she kind of went into singing with the more recent stuff. And could you see yourself doing more rap now, like as a, as in recording?
Yeah, rap tunes.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Like
you've got the confidence now.
you've let the cat out of the bag now. That's it. I'm a monster now.
Yes.
If anything goes. Rap, yeah, of course.
Because it's funny. It's like it tends to be the other way around. It tends to be rappers start to do a bit of singing but it's nice that you've done it the other way around.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's exciting.
It rarely happens, you know.
No, it's not
it
very.
It rarely happens.
Because if you look at people like, so Lizzo, her first album was like rap, and then obviously Nicki does a bit of singing,
but
she is predominantly a rapper. But it tends to be that way around, where, and then they start to discover their vocals.
Their voice. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
It's the first tune from your EP.
Right, that's true.
That's upcoming.
Yeah.
Can you tell us anything about the EP? Have you put it together yet, or is it kind of in motion right now?
It's still in motion, but I can tell you what I want to do.
Oh, yeah, do, please.
I want to have different sides of Ariel on the EP.
Okay.
Strong, confident side, vulnerable side, and that could be with mixed with rapping and singing.
Mm-hmm.
And some surprises on there.
Oh, nice. Yeah. So are you working on that right now? Are you in the studio in the moment?
Right now.
Sick.
Right now, it's just all about creating, just making bare music, and then we'll do selection after that.
And what kind of response have you had from Flexi? Like, what have people been saying? What have your fans been saying? What's the feedback been like?
At first, they were shocked.
Yeah.
You're rapping now?
Yeah.
But the response has been great. Like, especially the messages I've been getting, all the love I've been receiving.
That's really nice.
I couldn't be happier.
And so I guess that's the kind of green light to carry on.
Exactly. Yeah, like, it's just wiped away any fear that I had, any doubt that I had about rapping. It's just taken that away, just like that. So, yeah, you'll hear more.
It's interesting because I think I've had a lot of female MCs on the show, and I do dislike prefixing that female MCs. They're just MCs. But I do think it's a good time for female MCs. I feel like a lot of female MCs are taking the industry by
storm. Yeah.
Yeah. And I feel like it's exciting because people are taking note. I mean, I was watching the BBC 3 documentary with a few, it's got a few girls who are...
Gyaldama?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
with laughter and like all the girls, and it's mad as Tiff and like, and it's really exciting time for female MCs right now.
Exactly. Especially in the UK, like not necessarily just MCs, but I just love to see females doing their thing.
Oh, it's huge right now in the UK.
It's really big. Brenya De La Pole.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
But also,
doing their thing.
I think what's really nice is everybody's making room for everybody else.
Exactly.
Especially in the UK, I think. There's a lot of girls shouting out other girls. There's a lot of that camaraderie there that is so exciting.
Yeah, just you can support each other in different ways, even just being in each other's videos and things like that.
Being in the audience, behind a track, you know, streaming that song.
Exactly. And the ladies that I know, they're very supportive.
So what other artists would you shout out kind of like in terms of the people that you either respect or that you've worked with or people that you just are vibing right now in terms of musically?
Someone I really, really respect is Alakai Harley.
Yeah, she's sick. In fact, I think she's coming in a few weeks, yeah.
Yeah.
She's such a lovely girl as well.
She's so nice. Like, I remember me and Alakai used to be on the same open mics.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. And just to see her just soar, it's just fantastic to watch. It's like...
Because
it can be anyone.
Yeah.
Do you understand what I mean? It can be anyone. It could be me.
And it will be.
Exactly.
It will be, you know? Exactly. And that's such a lovely thing to say, I think, as well, to say that about another female artist, is to be like, you know, she's inspired you because of her progression and her success, you know? Like, we're looking at girls like Miss Banks, Nadia Rose, you know,
exactly,
there's a lot of exciting talent that are getting the push they want and that they need, and you just need to keep going.
Yeah, it's just... It's taken a long time for the public to see that female rappers is where it's at.
Yeah.
And now we're just all here at one time, just mashing up the scene.
I think it's also a gender, and it's a masculinity versus femininity thing that, which they discuss in that documentary, actually, where I think it's kind of melting away now, and girls can be... Well, not girls have always been able to be what is described as masculine or feminine or whatever, but actually we're kind of knocking both of those away and being like, we are just, that's what we are.
Yeah, just MCs.
Yeah, it's irrelevant artists. Whether I'm doing it in this way, wearing this outfit, doing this, like, it's not, doesn't come into it.
Yeah,
and I'm hoping that that's how it's all going, you know?
I think so.
Do you feel like you have a distinctive, like, is there a style that you stick with, or are you quite fluid? Do you, like, in terms of your clothes and the way you look and how you present yourself, is that something that's important to you?
Well, in terms of my style, I just love my trainers, to be
honest
with you.
Yeah, yeah.
As long as I'm wearing trainers, I'm happy. But in terms of my rapping style and singing style, just fun lyrics. I love clever wordplay,
but it's very the Flexi has got it. I really vibe when I'm listening to a song if I really am listening, and I'm like, oh, what's she gonna say?
Yeah, that's
right. It's like intelligent lyrics where it's like you're not. It's not like da 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 da, and it's like, but actually you're tripling it and you're quadrupling it, or you're going back to one, or, you know, it's like all the stories inside it. You're listening to a narrative throughout,
like. Even if it's even if I do a track where I make space within the beat,
that's what I mean exactly.
Still, the lyrics just have to, it just has to make sense. It just has to make the audience go, oh, she said that.
But it's a bit Lady like kind of what Lady Leisha's doing,
exactly,
where it's like I'm laughing because this is funny, but also it's actually really clever.
Exactly.
How you've linked this.
Like, I love things like that. Leisha's one of the best, hands down.
I think I really agree with that.
Yeah, she's one of the best.
And she's growing as well, which is nice. Like, it's good to see her growth and where she's going,
exactly,
you know?
Exactly, yeah. I like Leisha a lot.
And when do we think we're going to have your next release?
My next release, I'd say in about 6 weeks' time.
Okay, sick.
But let's wait first. We got
Flexi's video is coming. We don't know anything about it. Can you tell us anything about it?
Oh, just me flexing.
Oh, okay. But you're really excited about this one, yeah?
I am excited because the video's different, and that's one thing. I love different videos, just like Missy.
Yeah. Totally.
Like, I'll go back and watch her videos.
Like the custom latex suit where she's blown up like a balloon.
So sick.
She actually tweeted the other day about that, because someone tweeted her being like, why did you wear a bin bag? And she's like, actually, it's a custom leather, like, massive. And I was like, that's so sick, because she was so fashion forward and everyone was like, what the fuck is she wearing?
Exactly.
But now I look at it, because obviously I wasn't around. Like, actually, I was too young to, like, no, at the time, but I look at that and I'm like, she literally dressed so incredibly the whole time. She was
like
a trendsetter.
It's mind-blowing.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
And it echoes now. And that's kind of what you want to do, isn't it, with your music, is like you want it to echo through time.
Like, I'll do the sexy thing, but I also want to do the different thing. What is she going to do next?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I think
that's... Bit Tierra Wacky, you know?
Yeah, I love
that. I love her videos. Because you always are like, what the fuck is this girl going to do?
Exactly. Like, Tierra Wacky's a shit, like, hands down.
She's so cool. I went to a party in LA. She was walking around just holding a potato and introducing people. Because, you know, her new video...
Unemployed.
Yeah. Like, and I was just like, she's fucking amazing. Look at her go. She's just off... you know, doing her thing.
Even her Instagram videos, just her rapping, is just sick.
Talent.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, wordplay. Crazy.
Dumb.
But wordplay. That's what I like. Like, that's why I like your track, because I like wordplay.
Thank you.
Like, when I specific, that's my favorite kind of rap. Like, Missy is that. She's like funny, interesting, but also like, how did you manage to?
Yeah, yeah.
You
put,
know,
put that together.
Exactly. Honestly, babe, I'm so excited for what's to come for you. Keep an eye out for the Flexi video, everyone.
Thank you.
And go and stream it everywhere right now. Hopefully, in the next couple of weeks, the video is coming, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
For sure.
Babe, can you introduce your latest single then? We're going to have a little play of it. I can't wait. It's a banger.
This is your girl Ariel, and you can find my new single on all streaming platforms. It's called Flexi.
Hey.
Damn, nostalgia.
Feels that still. Giving them an awesome feel. For real. Lip gloss popping in the mat conceals. Turn them in a clump if it's our stump when they eat this three course meal. Now he wanna pay bills. I be telling him chill. Every block got 10-pound fleek. I meet a man on my seat. Turn up, mash up the scene. Quick flick, post a pic, face the IG. And I was just talking about me. Wait till you see my team. Stepped in Jumanji, setting stampede by bag of mine. Who better that? Me, not her, she a fan. Yeah, funny back then, now she big friend. And I trust them, I just have my time. Options are options are options are options are. I don't want none of them. Who you know, turn a head at me, breaking necks at me. Hold your mess, my G, this style, yeah. Look, hun, gal, in a regular. Your old side, room, room, in a regular. Two on my foot, them, in a regular. Them y'all try copy me, but them dead, you know. Everybody can see, none of them y'all can do it like me. Yeah, MCM, losing focus. Clicking my fingers, have them disappear. Just like focus, focus. Be very afraid. Hug the gal in the corner, trying to shake. First place, so who cares anyway? I'm thick-alicious. So delicious. Got everybody snapping like a paparazzi. Wicked eye, bad, yeah, I'm bossy. Drip, dripping in the latest fashion. Body set, good in my clothes. Champagne cloth, pink women with couture. Yeah, I do the most and then I go ghost. Who you know, turn a head at me, breaking necks at me. Hold your mess, my G, this style, yeah. Look, pun, gal, in a regular. Your old side, room, room, in a regular. Two on my foot, them, in a regular. Them y'all try copy me, but them dead, you know. Everybody can see, none of them y'all can do it like me.
Damn, nostalgia.
Kills like still. Giving them my awesome feel. For real. Lip gloss popping in a mat conceal. Turn him in a clown, if his ass don't wanna eat this free course meal. Now he wanna pay bills. I be telling him to chill. Every black card team can't fleek. I meet a man in my seat. Turn up and mash up the scene. Quick flick and post a pic and bless your IG. And I was just talking about me. Wait till you see my team.
What a banger. Ariel, Flexi. Fucking tune. What a show. Thank you so much for everyone for tuning in. It's been such a really wonderful celebration of females in music today. And also not just females in music, but so many different kinds of music. It feels really exciting at the moment for music, and I'm loving it. We haven't even really had time to play any music today, but I'm going to finish the show with a song that I really, really like. Charlie XCX is back with a bang, releasing lots of tunes. This one's with Christine and the Queens. It's called Gone. I'm a really big fan of it. Thank you so much to everyone for tuning in today. Don't forget, go and listen back to this show and all the other shows on www.fubarradio.com, and have a great week, guys. It's really fucking hot. Go and have some water and have a cold bath. All right, huns, this is Gone. Charlie XCX and Christine and the Queens. Love you. Bye.
I have to go. I'm so sorry, but it feels so cold in here. I am just now realizing they don't care. I try real hard, but I'm caught up by my insecurity.
these people, how they're making me feel lately. They're making me weird, baby.
You've been listening to a FUBAR Radio podcast. For more information, go to FUBARradio.com.